Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. The work of parenting is so vital. Fathers especially are essential to the family unit. As men, we sometimes do not want to admit that we do not have all the answers. Often we do not desire to reach out for help from others. We want to appear strong, even if we are breaking on the inside. The truth is, every father benefits when he places himself under the watchful care of the Heavenly Father. Having God as our helper and guide requires our being godly. Dads, how do we achieve this? I'm glad you asked. Let us consider what makes a godly father. First, a godly father is a child of the Father. We can become adopted children of God when we first place our faith and trust in Christ Jesus. When we are in this relationship with God through Christ Jesus, we have access to God's unlimited knowledge and wisdom. When we struggle, we can turn to our Abba Father and glean from His eternal wisdom. Remember, the only way to enter this relationship is through Jesus. Second, a godly father lives honestly before his family. As men, we will mess up. We will say the wrong thing, lose our temper, bring our work stress home, and behave in less than a godly fashion in front of our family. When you mess up, own your mistake. Tell your family, "Don't blame Jesus for how I acted." Your honesty will cause your family to trust you. Dr. Eric Erickson believed that children are not born trusting. Thus, trust is learned. When your children and family see you living out your faith, even in the less than ideal times, they will know they can trust you as you follow Christ. Finally, a godly father depends solely upon the Father. Dads, there may be times you feel that your faith is diminished. You might think that your Heavenly Father is not around. If you are truly living for Him, I want you to understand that God is holding on to you in these times. Psalm 46 verse 1 states that God is a very present help. How often have you carried your sleeping child in from the car and placed them in a warm, safe bed? The next day your child might think, "Look what I did last night." Is it not the same with us? How often have we thought, "I have gone from point A to point B, and where is God?" In reality, God has been holding on to us and directing our paths in the background all along. Dad, if you are sincere in your relationship with the Father, He has made the way for you to be His child, live honestly before your family, and depend solely upon Him. I encourage you to be the godly father our Heavenly Father desires. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.